Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And I'm so happy this morning. And listeners, you know why. We're talking about food. And not only just food, we're talking about the Atlanta Caribbean Jerk Festival. So I'm very happy. We're going to be joined by Glenn Simmons, who is the founder and director of the Atlanta Caribbean Jerk Festival. Also, Dr. Yvonne Smith, who runs the Atlanta Montego Bay Sister City Charity, and Mr. Carl Chambers, president of the Integrity Children's Fund. I want to thank you all for coming to share with our listeners today. Welcome to The Local Take.
It's our pleasure being here.
Same here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Glenn, I'm going to start with you. What was the impetus to create the Atlanta Caribbean Jerk Festival?
Well, you know, as someone who has lived in Atlanta for well over 30 years now, there was a need in my mind to find a way to portray and to share my Caribbean heritage in terms of food and music and just the culture in general, and also to have something that the folks in the community could connect with. So in 2006, myself and a friend of mine, Mr. Lord Roberts, decided to start this Jerk Festival as a way of showcasing Caribbean food and culture.
And tell our listeners who may not have been to the festival, what is this event like?
Wow. Well, you know, it's a day of fun, food, and music, Caribbean style. So you can expect a family-type atmosphere. You can expect, although the main theme is jerk cuisine, you can expect a wide range of Caribbean delicacies, all kinds of taste to Caribbean dishes. Also, you know, some of the top reggae and calypso and soca performers from around the country and the world, actually. And, you know, all of this, we try to present it in a authentic manner. So, for example, if you're someone who's from the Caribbean but you can't afford to go home to visit very often, you can come to the Jerk Festival and you'll be able to experience a home-type atmosphere away from home. For those folks who are not from the Caribbean but you've visited there or you have plans or you have desires to visit there, you can come to the Jerk Festival and you'll get a taste of the Caribbean right here in Georgia.
I love it. Food, family, music, and jerk. You know, what could go wrong in that picture? It sounds like a wonderful opportunity. And I was talking with Dr. Smith and Carl Chambers earlier. You know, there was a time where you couldn't really find authentic Jamaican, you know, beef patties and jerk chicken and all of those wonderful things. But it almost is if Jamaican culture, the food, has become kind of ubiquitous now. And in almost any neighborhood, you can find a really good, authentic Caribbean Jamaican cuisine.
Absolutely. And as you said, wherever you go in Metro Atlanta, you are going to find a Caribbean restaurant or a Jamaican restaurant. You know, some of them, I'm going to be delicate here. Some of them are good. Some of them, they're okay. But, you know, everybody has their version of what they think, for example, authentic jerk chicken should taste like. But you have a variety here in Atlanta you can choose from. So regardless of where you are in the metro area, you will find tasty Caribbean food.
And to come to the Jerk Festival means you can find a lot of tasty Jamaican and Caribbean and jerk food. How many restaurants or caterers or food vendors do you think are going to be there, Glenn?
Okay, now the event is scheduled for the 2nd of September. That's the day before Labor Day at the Georgia International Horse Park in Conyers. And we have 25 of the top Caribbean restaurants in Metro Atlanta. They're going to be represented at the Jerk Festival. So you'll find folks with restaurants in Stone Mountain or folks in Cobb County or wherever. And those folks, some of the best restaurants and caterers, are going to be there doing their thing, putting their spin on jerk. So you're going to find jerk pork, jerk chicken, jerk fish, jerk vegetables. I spoke to someone who said they're going to jerk rabbit. I'm like, really? And they try to be as creative and as exotic as possible. So, and you know, some of them is just for fun, but they try to put their own spin of jerk on all these variety of meats and vegetables and so on.
I love it. I can't wait. My tongue is getting happy just thinking about this type of festival. Glenn, before we talk more about the festival, another component is that the festival supports some of the charitable organizations in our community that reach back to Jamaica and also assist Jamaicans who are in our state. So, Dr. Yvonne Smith, could you share with our listeners information about the Atlanta Montego Bay Sister City Committee and what you all do in Atlanta for Jamaicans and for the community as a whole?
Thank you for asking, because that's really near and dear to my heart. The Atlanta Montego Bay Sister Cities Committee has actually been in existence for 25 years. We're celebrating 25 years this year. And it started off with a group of individuals who wanted to give back to Jamaica. And Sister Cities is an international organization which started way back in 1956 with then President Eisenhower trying to create peace through people. He felt that if the American cities would form a bond in a relationship with another city in a foreign country, then we could learn about each other's culture, we could have exchanges and so on. And so we started off with 25 years ago with just a simple health fair. And so a group of five individuals, I think it was, a doctor, nurse, and some other persons, went down to Jamaica and did a health fair. And now 25 years later, we're taking a team of 50 doctors and nurses of all specialties. And what we do is we set up a makeshift clinic. We do pap smears. We do dental extractions. We take podiatrists. We do pediatrics. And we provide not only the service, but we provide medications for all the individuals that we see and enough to last them for at least 3 months after we're gone. In addition to that, we subsidize the what's called the infirmary, which is like a poorhouse. It's where people who have nowhere else to go. And so we take care of them. There's also a night shelter. And everyone knows about the health part, but that's not the only thing that we do. We also have an education component where we have scholarships for high school students. And in addition to that, we bring students to the Atlanta area. And also, as part of the Sister Cities International, there's an annual youth leadership conference. This year, it was held in Colorado. And so we brought students from Jamaica along with our youth ambassadors locally, and we took them to Colorado.
And I know you all have an event coming up in September. Could you share with our listeners?
Yes. As part of our 25th anniversary celebration, we're having a gala on September 29th at the Atlanta Airport Marriott Hotel. And we're expecting a lot of folks to come out and support us.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful organization, and even the connection between Montego Bay and Atlanta, I mean, that's usually your gateway into Jamaica.
Yes,
so
it
makes so much sense for us to have a sister relationship with Montego Bay.
Yes, it does. It certainly does.
Thank you for sharing that information. And Carl Chambers, who is the president of the Integrity Children's Fund, is another nonprofit that the Jerk Festival supports. Mr. Chambers, welcome. And can you share with our listeners some information about the Integrity Children's Fund?
Sure. Integrity Children's Fund has been around for the last 16 years. And we are focused on solving one of Jamaica's biggest problems, and that is the illiteracy rate amongst teenagers. An estimated 15% of boys age 15 are considered functionally illiterate. And that's a huge problem for a developing nation like Jamaica. Unfortunately, this problem has come about primarily because of the lack of fathers in their lives, because of poverty. And a lot of children will start elementary school, but they do not complete elementary school. So they're able to recognize letters and numbers, but functionally they're illiterate. And it's a common story. And if you drive through Kingston, the capital of Jamaica, you will see a lot of these boys begging or hustling on the streets. You will see them at the stoplights, the traffic lights, cleaning the windshield, just to hustle, to make a living. And our goal is to eliminate teenage illiteracy. And so we're providing education, we're providing funding to support schools that will take in illiterate teenagers or preteens from age 10 and rehabilitate them, teach them to read, to write, and then allow them to integrate into regular schools, regular high schools. Because without an education, there's no hope. So we're providing hope for a generation of teenagers who are illiterate. One aspect of what we do is, as you know, as a child, it's best for you to learn to read and write as a youngster, preschool. So we support what's called the basic school system in Jamaica, and these are schools which take in 3 to 6 year olds before they go to elementary schools. And at that stage, they learn numeracy and literacy. And so in the long term, if you solve the problem before they get to age 6 and they're literate, then you will not have a illiterate teenager. So we raise funds mostly in the United States, and we send funds to Jamaica to support those schools that, cater to these children.
These are both honorable nonprofits for the Jerk Festival to support. And I want our listeners to know one of the reasons that this impacts our state is Georgia has the fourth largest population of Jamaican immigrants in the U.S. So we're already home to so many of the citizens of Jamaica through immigration. And then, of course, second and third generation Jamaicans growing up right here in our community. And as we mentioned, Glenn, it's throughout Metro Atlanta. You can find, pockets of Jamaicans everywhere.
Absolutely. And as you said, the Jerk Festival, we try to do what we can to support worthy endeavors in the community. And, aligning ourselves with the Atlanta Montego Bay Sister Cities Committee and also with Integrity Children's Fund is something that's very, very important to us. Because, while we go to the Jerk Festival and, we have food and fun and we dance and we laugh and we eat and we do all kinds of fun activities. The bottom line is that, there has to be a serious aspect to everything. And, for the Jerk Festival, we see it as our goal as a festival to give back to the community. And, so we identify these two entities as organizations that we think are doing fabulous, fabulous work, not only here in the community here in Georgia, but also in Jamaica and throughout the Caribbean. So we feel really honored to be aligned with the Atlanta Montego Bay Sister Cities Committee and also with the Integrity Children's Fund.
So, Glenn, that really brings it all together. This is not only, food, music, family, and fun, but this is clearly a party with a purpose. So, you are having fun, and we want everyone to come out and have fun and dance and, eat a lot of jerk food. But your participation is undergirding and supporting these organizations that are giving back, not only in Jamaica, but in our community as a whole.
Absolutely. And we're also, aligned with and, we support other community associations as well. So, at the Jerk Festival, you'll see us doing voter registration drives. We, we work with the American Red Cross with their endeavors, the American Heart Association, and also, some of the other Caribbean-oriented organizations here that give scholarships to needy kids here, in the U.S. so they can go to college and so on. So we try to support those efforts. So the Jerk Festival on Sunday, September 2nd at the Georgia International Horse Park. Now, of course, there's the fun aspect of it where we're going to have some great entertainment, some great music, for example. We're going to have, I'm going to guess that this might be a favorite group of yours, but we're going to have the Manhattans. growing up in Jamaica, that was the R&B group that folks in my generation, that's the group we gravitated towards. So we're going to have the Manhattans with Gerald Alston. He's going to be there. Also, reggae superstar Maxi Priest. Plus, we have some soca and some dance hall and DJs and so on. So it's going to be a day of fun, food, and family happening at the Georgia International Horse Park in Conyers, Georgia.
So this is truly a no-miss event. The Manhattans, Maxi Priest. I'm still amazed that Jamaican dance hall music isn't as popular as some other forms of music because it is so good. And, you know, when you're in the Caribbean, everyone is kind of ranking and skinking. But, you know, this is a place where you can go if you're not going away for the Labor Day weekend and you want to go to Jamaica or you want to go to the Caribbean and you can't afford it. You can go to Conyers Horse Park and have a Jamaican experience right here in Metro Atlanta.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, if folks want more information, our website is atlantajerkfest.com. Atlantajerkfest.com, that's the website for more information. And as you said, Kipling, these two organizations that we have here, Integrity Children's Fund and the Atlanta Montego Bay Sister Cities Committee, they do so many good things. Now, Carl, you know, he's a good friend of mine, and, you know, he's also a very accomplished gentleman, but he's also very modest. So, you know, he won't tell you about the dollar amount that they've contributed to Jamaica and to these schools over the years. It's a substantial amount of money that they've done.
Well, Glenn, now that you've mentioned it, so in the last 16 years, we have generated and contributed over $700,000 to solve the problem that we're aimed at solving, which is the education of these illiterate teenagers. And we have educated over 4,500 at-risk kids. So those are significant numbers for a small country like Jamaica. So, you know, and we're very grateful to folks like Glenn, who over the years have, you know, partnered with us with the Jerk Festival. And we have been to almost every Jerk Festival, we've always been there with a booth. So I like to say there's another F to the Jerk Festival, which is fundraising.
That is it exactly. And the deal is, no matter how cultures and times change, we are a global community.
Right.
The African diaspora is throughout this planet. You know, it's amazing to me that people aren't comfortable with Black people in, you know, different environments when we're everywhere and have been everywhere for a really long time. And the culture and the creativity, the fundraising that we bring to these types of events and festivals goes out through the rest of the world and impacts communities everywhere. But as a group, as a culture, as a race of people, we are uplifting each other in these types of events. And Glenn, I'm going to say it one more time. It's Sunday, September 2nd. It's food, family, fun, and fundraising.
That's right.
At the Georgia International Horse Park in Conyers. And the website for more information and tickets is atlantajerkfest.com. atlantajerkfest.com. Carl Chambers, I know you're telling us about the Integrity Children's Fund, and you all have an event coming up in December of this year. Could you share that information with our listeners?
Sure. Actually, I want to talk about two events. One is in December. Yes, December 11th is our annual Christmas concert. And for the Jamaicans in the community, Christmas time in Jamaica is famous for its pantomime, where we all go to the show, to the play. And so we have our own show here in Atlanta, and we've been doing this now for 15 years. And it's going to be at the Atlanta History Center on December the 11th. There's also a new fundraiser that we started last year, which is a little bit more selective in the sense that we have a team of cyclists, integrity cyclists, and we go riding. So we're going to be participating in a cycling event on September 1st here in Atlanta. It's a 100-mile ride, and we have a team of 10 riders who are going to be riding, and each rider has to raise funds for the charity. And for those of your listeners who would like to contribute, they can go to Facebook, to Integrity Children's Fund on Facebook, and there's a link to support or donate to the riders. And once they click on that link, then they can click on the picture of a rider and just make a donation using a credit card. But that's a fun event, and it's designed to also keep some of us young.
And I want to share, if you want more information about the Integrity Children's Fund, their website is integritychildrensfund.net. Integritychildrensfund.net. And Dr. Smith, before we leave, do you have more information to share with our listeners about the Atlanta Montego Bay Sister Cities Committee?
Absolutely. One of the things that we did 3 years ago, our founder, the late Honorable Vin Martin, who was not only our chairman, was also the honorary counsel for Jamaica. He passed 3 years ago. And so we've renamed our health mission in his honor. And so now it is the Vin Martin Memorial Health Mission. And as it turns out, this for the last 2 years or so, the major hospital in the Montego Bay area is partially operating, just partially. And so one of the things that we are looking to do is to help them in terms of rebuilding the hospital and getting it back functioning. Because right now the patients are being sent to different parishes because they don't have the facility to be able to take care of them. And so this 25th anniversary is not only to honor Vin's memory, but also to try to raise funding to help with the hospital and its, you know, rehabilitation.
There's not much you can say about increasing literacy and health outcomes that's mm-hmm. not positive. But if you want to follow up with Dr. Yvonne Smith and the Atlanta Montego Bay Sister Cities Committee, their website is AtlantaMobaySCC.org. That's AtlantaMobaySCC.org.
And you can also purchase tickets to our gala, which is September 29th, on our website.
Glenn, what else do you want our listeners to know?
Well, you know, in addition to the food and the music and so on, we have activities for everyone, so from grandma to the grandkid. So we have a kids zone, the kids can come and, you know, they have their own area. They can, they have the bounce abouts, they have a game truck, they have all kinds of activities. We also have a domino tournament where, you know, some of the domino experts, some of the expert domino players, not only from Georgia, but we have folks coming in from around the country. They come in, they participate in this tournament and for prizes and for bragging rights and so on. So, you know, that's always a fun atmosphere. So the festival tries to cater to just about everyone, regardless of the demographic, regardless of the age group. We cater to everyone. You can come. It's on a Sunday. You know, a lot of folks show up after church. You know, the gates open at noon. We go until 10 p.m. So, you know, folks, you know, come, you know, after church. You know, some folks don't bother even cooking on that Sunday. They come there for their meal. And then, you know, they have a good meal. They, you know, party. They see friends. You have folks who actually have family reunions at the Jerk Festival or school reunions at the Jerk Festival. They say, hey, you know, let's meet up at the Jerk Festival annually. So that's the kind of atmosphere we try to create with the Jerk Festival. And it's just not something for folks from Jamaica or from the Caribbean. It's for everyone. We want everyone to come because it's a day of fun, food, and music. Music featuring the likes of Maxi Priest, also the legendary R&B group The Manhattans, the dancehall sounds of Baby Sham, plus the soca sounds of Rupi, plus Professor Nuts, and we have some award-winning DJs as well. So, you know, we have this fun-type atmosphere, plus it's also for a worthy cause. And I must say a big thank you to the rest of the Jerkfest team, including my wife, Sherelle, and also to all the team members, Chris and Audrey Earl, and, you know, and the rest of the team. You know, it's a team effort, and like I said, and we look forward to putting this event on each and every year and also supporting the organizations that we do.
I think everyone knows that this is much more fun than just, a Jerk Festival. This is going to be Maxi Priest, the Manhattans. I mean, you know, this is a party with a purpose. So absolutely. Everyone go to AtlantaJerkFest.com and we will see you on Sunday, September 2nd at the Conyers International Horse Park. Thank you all so much again for coming and sharing this wonderful information with our listeners about the Atlanta Caribbean Jerk Festival and all of the support that it provides to Jamaicans in our community and still in Jamaica. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Local Take, community engagement from 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. You can leave comments or questions on our community engagement line at 404-880-6211 or email kiplinprimus@gmail.com. Past interviews are available for on-demand listening at WCLK.com. The Local Take is produced by Kiplin Primus, Rob Maynard, and Jami Wellman. WCLK is a proud licensee of Clark Atlanta University.